is the music from the great Vince Guaraldi for Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. This is what I'm imagining our Tree Time broadcast to be like next week, like the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving episode. That's what I'm hoping we'll be like. So, Shawnee, when I hold the football for you to kick, don't be surprised if I pull it away at the last minute.
And not kick my head.
Hey, how fun would that be if we have a good old-fashioned Thanksgiving touch football game?
Ooh, there's enough room there.
Yeah, it's a very big, well, not in the showroom itself, although there are lots of trees. Yeah. But outside, they have lots of room.
This is true.
We can do it out there, sure.
All right. We'll put that down. Maybe Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie, who maybe she would like to quarterback. She's going to be there. How about that? We have one of the cast members from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who's going to be coming out to our little house in Lake Barrington next
week. She react to your architectural genius?
I did not show her.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't like to show the guests the... You know, it's like putting this show together is like making sausage. You don't really want to know how it happens.
Not at all.
Sometimes it's a little ugly behind the scenes. It gets a little messy sometimes. So I don't show the guests the architectural rendering that I made of where we're going to sit. Now, we don't all want to be crammed together like we always are out there.
No.
We're always shoulder to shoulder out there. And I said, it would be nice if we had some space between us, so I sketched out a little drawing, and again, I'm emphasizing it would be as though you sat your four-year-old down with a pack of crayons, because that's what my architectural rendering looked like.
I can see you holding in your fist, just writing out day, D, E, A, N.
Yeah. So I sketched.
Getting out the ruler and drawing the rectangle around.
Did it look like a ruler was involved way in this drawing?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, this is going to be something that people will want to take away as a souvenir.
Yeah.
I thought it was a nice touch with the E backwards in Dean. That was a very nice touch.
That's how I always write my name. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Did not think it was that big of a deal when I sent out this helpful sketch.
You were the one that called attention to it, though.
Well, I did say...
Did you notice my architectural prowess?
I said, don't be jealous of my architectural prowess. Because I knew it looked like a four-year-old did it. But I wanted to give the behind-the-scenes crew, who are they tell me that they're going out there tomorrow, I wanted to give them an idea of what I was thinking about so we could all still, you know, kind of be on the same stage, if you will, but not be shoulder to shoulder. So we're spread apart. The engineer has to be in a certain place.
Right.
Producer Ryan has to be in within close proximity. We all have to be within close proximity. So all I did was sketch out where I thought we should all be and where the audience is going to be to give them an idea.
Well, for the touch football game, we're going to lean on you to design the plays.
Okay. Yeah,
put them down on a piece of paper like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I made a diorama with a shoebox.
Oh, see? That's why he's the producer.
Yeah.
Nice.
How great would that be? I would pay...
Some of the stick figures fell apart on the train ride this morning.
I would pay any money if you went to Marlene in our promotions department with the diorama and showed her, this is what we would like next week.
I can see the look on her face right
now. Imagine what would happen if you did something like that.
I used Sour Patch Kids for the audience.
Oh,
and
fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, people think that, you know, we just come in here and do the show. There's a lot of work each week. the preparation that goes into putting this on. So we're looking forward to it. So Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie, Dan Butler, who played Bulldog on Frasier. They're in a play together starting in a week or so, the week of Thanksgiving, actually. So they're going to come out, and we're going to have some fun with them. We will have the Canterbury Carolers singing and entertaining and performing for us. Dr. Kevin Most will be there live to do his All Things COVID segment live and in person. Elton Jim Toronto is always a blast to have at these shows. We're going to have some fun with that. We've got some little things that we're going to do. And we mostly, I don't know about you guys, I'm looking forward to doing a show in front of a live audience.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. That's the thing. Is, I mean, you know, it's we've wanted to be careful. We're going to be careful. But I look forward to, seeing you all out there. It's always a packed house when we go there. We are going to spread things out a little bit this year, you know, and just to make sure that we have some proper distancing and taking whatever protocols, make the most sense as per my architectural rendering that I put together for everyone.
It's a conception, really. It's a brilliant conception.
My drawing?
Yes.
You're a conception. It's a conception.
It was an architectural conception.
He's not going to let this go. You know that.
It's fine. It's fine. Oh, and will your dad be joining us, Shawnee?
With the way it stands now, yes.
Okay.
I was just telling Andy about an hour ago. We were making arrangements. I'll pick him up Saturday, and he'll stay with me, and then we'll head up Sunday morning. So, yes, he is anxious to attend
it.
Once again.
He's up for it, as he has been for so many years.
Right. I think he only missed 1 year.
We extended the invitation, and I said, he's about to turn 100. He's 99 years old. But it's probably has more energy and vigor than any of us put together.
Well, he was out walking around yesterday.
Yeah, that's more than I was doing yesterday.
You were coming up with your next architectural conception.
I was busy trying to get a lollipop after my booster shot.
That was so funny. Who's the bald man crying, Mommy? He took my lollipop.
Hey, you know what? It's survival of the fittest when you get up to the, you get your vaccine. So anyway, I said if your dad's up for it, I would totally understand, given COVID and, everything like that, if he wanted to sit it out, but would love to have him out there. And it looks like that Mr. Paul Schwann is also going to be joining us this year.
Nice. It looks like he will, yes.
Do I need to redo my architectural drawing to reflect where we're going to seat him?
You may want to do that, yes, of course. They've redone architectural, great buildings here in Chicago.
Right.
They've been reorganized and reconfigured.
A lot of that stuff's done on computer now, but I like to do it old school. I like to do it with my Crayolas.
Did you take a drafting class in school?
I did. Yes, I did.
I did too, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I still have my T-square.
I've got mine somewhere, the T-square and the compass.
Why does that sound wrong? Hey, nice T-square. Thanks for noticing.
What about your protractor?
Yeah,
your
protractor. Right. I did. And, as you could probably tell from the drawing that I made.
You didn't get an A or B in the class.
I stunk. I realized that was not my forte. Mechanical drawings was that.
I had a mechanical drawing teacher who was an absolute perfectionist. If one little millimeter was out of place, you had to go back and start all over.
Well, I mean, that's, if you're designing a building or something and one little millimeter
exactly.
is wrong,
yeah,
that's the way it should be done. I just don't happen to have the discipline for it, nor the talent, as I displayed by foolishly sharing with all of you this week. My conception that I made.
I'm telling you, everybody's going to want to see this now.
773 area code is asking, is there seating for the public and what time does it start? Yeah, there's seating for the public. That's the whole idea. That's the whole deal with this. We're going to set up seating. What time does it start? I don't remember. Does the store opens at 9 o'clock?
Well, they let people in. We had a live audience when we started at 9 o'clock, so yeah, they were letting people in.
Yeah, I would.
I think the actual business time is 10.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I say get there the earlier the better because, as you know, by 11 o'clock that store is crowded.
I would say get there 3-4 in the morning.
Camp out, yeah.
for the really good seating. This is like Apple unveiling a new version of the phone coming to Tree Time for us. You do not want to wait too late.
Or the midnight showings of the latest Star Wars movie, right?
Yeah, same thing. Well, your reference is like 40 years old, but yes.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's the same thing. If you want to get a good seat, you got to get there early. So my suggestion is to get there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and just wait for us. We'll be there about 10 of 9. If that.
If that.
Yeah, maybe 5 to 9, something like that. Just enough time to roll in. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's it. Did we say? Yeah, we said everyone who's going to be on the show. We're looking forward to that. We've got a lot of great guests who are going to be on today's show. Actor David Strathairn, who was nominated for an Academy Award for his amazing role in Good Night and Good Luck. He is starring in a one-man show over at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. And then after 11:30 this morning, no, after 11 this morning, we are going to be replaying my full interview with the great Tom Hanks. And he'll talk about his great new movie that has just come out on Apple TV+. That's all coming right up.